Hello, I'm Rose, and you're watching Clear Vision Television, and we're so excited. We're getting started with our new set and our new broadcast. We've been waiting some time to do this, and I'm excited to be with you. And today we're going to talk about where's the problem. I know you've had many things in your life, and there's somebody, maybe several people watching particularly, that have had severe situations in your life, and you've wondered and wondered and prayed and prayed and screamed and hollered at God. And don't act like you haven't, because I used to live that life, and I know all about screaming at God and telling Him what to do. I know all about hollering at Him like He's deaf, thinking if I just yell loud enough and long enough, He'll do something about what I'm saying. I want you to know today that John 15:7 says, since you live in me, since you are alive in me, and my words are alive in you, you shall ask, expect, and that word ask means expect, whatever you will, and it will be done for you. Now, let's break that scripture down and talk about since. It says if in the King James and the Amplified, but the Amplified in the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic defines that word if as since, S-I-N-C-E. So read it this way, since you, Lord, are alive in my spirit, since your spirit is alive in my spirit, and your words are alive in my spirit, I can expect whatever is in agreement with you, Father God. That's my will should be in alignment with His will, if we're understanding we're in His spirit and His spirit's in our spirit. Then it shall be done for you. So there's the questions we have to answer. Not when is God going to do something or how's God going to do something, but praise Him that He's already done it. Yes, you've spent years, months, days, hours, nights, over and over, praying to God. Praying. I hear it all the time. People call in, they say, Rose, I've prayed and prayed and prayed. Well, why don't you stop praying and start praising? Praise God. Praise God that He loves you. Praise God that He said in 1 John 4:19, because I first loved you, you love me. Pray to Him. I want to teach you how to pray in my ministry. I want you to learn how to honor and worship the Lord God Almighty with your praises. I want you to understand that God isn't deaf. He told me one time, and only one time I had to hear it, Rose, I know every word on your tongue before you speak. I'm not deaf. And you don't need to tell me what to do. I am Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. So I want you to understand today, I want you to hear His word today, that He hears you before you speak. Psalms 139 says this. It says, I know you, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, and I formed you marvelous and intricately. Glory to God. And I asked the Lord, how long, Lord, before my mother's womb did you know me? And He said, well, how about before Genesis? Yes. Yes, dear one. Yes, beloved, you were in the heart of God, in the Spirit of God, in His decisions, in His thinking, before the beginning of creation in Genesis, before the written word of it. That's unlimited, unlimited, because we have unlimited God. That's unlimited God talking for you. And if He can say He knew you before He formed you in your mother's womb, and He knows every word on your tongue before you speak, and no matter where you go, He's never away from you. If you go to the highest of heavens or the farthest corners of the pits of hell, He says, I'm there with you. That's who God is for you and with you. And today, I want you to understand, beginning right now, I want you to call the ministry, ask for prayer. If you want to pray with me, ask to speak with me. And just call the ministry and say, this is my need today with God. Pray with me. Pray with me. It's met. We want to praise, pray with you. We don't want to pray for you. We want to praise, pray with you about you. Because Lord God Almighty is Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. There'll be no change in that. He never changes. Crazy talk has got to stop. I've got a book called Stop Talking Crazy. I'm not going to offer it today because I've got some other books I want to offer you. But that Stop Talking Crazy book tells you all about the fact that your words have life and blessings in them or death and curses. So what are you saying? How are you talking? I used to talk crazy. I talk so crazy, condemnation, damnation, criticism, complaining, fear, doubt, worry, concerns, anger, frustration. Miserable Christian for 20-some years. Think about it. Maybe you've been a miserable Christian for some years. Well, let's stop that today. Let's begin right now praising God and honoring Him and worshiping Him. Glorifying Him. Go over every thing in your natural mind thinking for a second. That should be all it would take. Just go over it for a second. And then realize what's in your thinking is how you'll be talking. And how you talk is how you'll act. And how you act brings about what's in your life. What is in your life right now? Death, despair, discouragement, sorrow, grief, anger, frustration, hate. Then you've been talking those things. If you think them, you'll talk them. How you think is how you'll talk, and how you talk is how you'll act. And how you act brings about what's in your life. Let's praise the Lord even more in understanding that nothing's too big, too hard, or too wonderful for the Lord. Nothing. Nothing is too big, too hard, or too wonderful for the Lord. God is unlimited for you. He is your unlimited God. He owns you, and you belong to Him, and He belongs to you. He owns you, and you are to own Him. And I've got about, I don't know, maybe 100 scriptures written out. If you want them, you can call the ministry or write or email or get on the internet. You can push a button and get to us. I will send you all those scriptures written for you to own God. Own Him, saying words to Him like, Father, thank you that everything my hands touches prospers. I'm like a tree planted by streams of water whose leaf never fades or withers. That's Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Thank you, Father, that it pleases you to prosper me. Those are owning the word scriptures. When you praise God and worship Him, that blesses Him. He knows you love Him. And He wants you to know you love Him. 1 John 4:19 says, because I first loved you, you love me. You love Him. You don't have to prove it to Him. You don't have to earn His love, approval. He's already approved you. He's already given you Jesus to honor you and worship Him with you. He's already done that. So let's praise and honor God today. Let's glorify Him and bring Him into the presence of owning Him. And when you praise God, one of the greatest things about that, besides He's glorified and blessed, is you remind Satan, without even talking to him, you remind him that he is forever defeated and you know who you are in Christ. You know you are His glorious, beloved, royal, holy champion, woman, or man of God. You are His royalty, His love of His life. God loves you as much as He loves His own Son, Jesus. That doesn't get any better. So we're going to thank the Lord today. We're going to learn to praise Him greater. And we're going to talk about the fact that nothing is too hard for Him. He says in Jeremiah 32:17, behold, O Lord God, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. You, Lord, made everything, and there is nothing too hard for You. Beloved, I am here because I love the Lord and because I love you, and I love myself. And I know people are watching today. I know one particular person is watching. You have had so much struggle in your life. with loving yourself, forgiving yourself, wanting to be free, hollering at God to set you free, going to deliverance meetings, screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and hollering and screaming and yelling some more. We're going to quit all that today. We're standing, we're sitting, we're to sit in the presence of God next to Jesus where He seated us, in that special secret place of His presence in His throne room. And there we sit, and there we watch Him work. That doesn't mean you don't do anything. It means that you do the things of God by, you do, what you do praises Him. What you do praises Him. That's what that means. And when you praise Him and you're worshiping Him, you are glorifying Him. When you sit beside Him and rest, 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 rest. That word means easy. And easy translates in the Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic to mean simple, painless, smooth. Is what you're doing rough, struggling, can't get it done? Then learn to be easy, painless, and smooth with God. I'm here because I love you, and I'm going to be right back. We're going to take a little break and offer you some things, and you write the numbers down and make the phone calls and email us and whatever you want to do. And we want to bless you. We want to bless you and see you be a blessing. I love you so much. I'm happy to be with you. I am Rose, and this is crazy, not crazy talk. It's crazy times in the world. See you in just a minute. Love you.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days, The Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
I'm so glad we're back together, and we're going to hear more and more and more as long as eternity lasts. I am with you through eternity. Isn't that awesome? I'm Rose, and you're still with me, and that's tremendous. And we're talking about nothing is too hard, too big, or too wonderful for the Lord. And where is your problem? It's not with Him. It's not with timing. It's not with Him holding back from you with His hands gripped with this great thing you need from Him and waiting on you to get it all correct and do it all right. It's not about that. And when you saw the little promo between the segments here, we offered you some great books, and I will be showing those to you in a minute and talking about them, because I want you to have the Word owning God because He owns you. So let's get on with our message and understand that God never thinks too big. God never thinks too hard or too wonderful. God thinks unlimited. How do I know that? Well, the Word says it. There's nothing small or big to God. There is nothing bigger or small or bigger and small. Circumstances. It's not one thing's greater than the other. Well, this is such a big thing, this cancer diagnosis. This is such a big thing, my husband wants to divorce me. This is such a big thing, my child has been in a tragic accident. This is such a big thing. That's not too big for God. And it's not a big thing to Him. Matthew 14:15-21 gave us a story about 5 bread loaves and 5,000 plus people, probably 10,000 people the time you counted all the women and the children. But too many times we think things are too big or too small. Well, we've got in Matthew 14, 15, 21, the 5 bread loaves, and then in Matthew 15, 32, 38, we've got 4,000 people and 7 loaves of bread and 2 little fishes. They weren't big fish. They weren't big monstrous ocean-going fish. They were little sardines that this little boy had brought to the big meeting that Jesus was having in the mountain there. And Jesus wanted to feed the people. And he went to Philip and he said, "Philip, how are we going to do this?" And Philip says, I don't know, Lord. How are we going to do this?" And I said, "Father, why did you have your son ask Philip how he's going to do this, how they're going to do this? He already knew he didn't know." See, God knows when you don't know something. He knows you don't know something before you know you don't know it. And he knows you do know something before you do know it, before you think you know it. God wants you to raise your image of you. Raise your image of him first. And when you raise your image of him alive inside you, then you'll raise your image of you alive inside him. So he asked Philip, he says, "How are we going to do this?" And Philip says, "I don't know. This is over my head." I'm paraphrasing, of course, but come on, we can talk plain and simple about the Lord because that's how he wants us to understand him, plain and simple. I said, "Father, why did you have Jesus ask him that?" And he said, "I knew he didn't know. I wanted Philip to know he doesn't know." See, it's all right for you to not know something. You don't have to know everything. You don't know everything. What you do need to know is that he's alive inside your spirit and fused there. And fusion can never be undone. And you are alive inside his spirit, in his image. And I want you to raise your image. So they took the fish and the loaves of bread for 5,000 plus maybe 10,000 people. You've heard the story if you're a Christian and you've been in church a million years. You've heard it a million times. But here's what you haven't heard. They took those fishes and loaves and they divided them up and they had everybody eat and they had 12 basketfuls left over. And that blessing of those 12 basketfuls left over went back to the little boy that brought the lunch in the first place. He sowed his fish and loaves, his bread, and he got back 12 times what he had sown. Okay, what are you sowing? Are you sowing from your natural mind? Your natural mind would say that more people need more loaves. 5,000 people needs more loaves than 7,000 people. Or 7 loaves are needed more than... you can twist it around in your natural mind thinking all you want. But God doesn't think like that. He thinks in terms of his unlimited ways for you, his unlimited ability, his unlimited desires for you, his unlimited plans for you. I'm not sitting in a television studio ministering the Word of God to over a billion people worldwide because I thought limited. I began to think unlimited back when I got tired of thinking limited. God told me, "I provide for you always unlimited." So let's change how we think about things, let's change how you're thinking about yourself, let's change how you're thinking about your circumstances. That circumstance is not bigger than God. I have never met anybody and talk to anybody in my 42 years of ministry and years of life past that had anything to tell me that was bigger than God or too hard for him or too wonderful for him. You can't come up with it because he's Lord God Almighty. So let's stop talking the circumstance and let's talk the answer. If you're 25,000 feet in the air in an airplane and you run out of gas, you better not do what the pilot And the people in the plane I was with one time, and when we had airplanes and flew to meetings that we did, everybody began to talk about who didn't put the fuel in the tank, and why didn't it get put in when it was we stopped the last time, and all this conversation. If you're 25,000 feet in the air and you're out of gas, you better get that plane on the ground, and then you can discuss all those things. You think about the answer. The answer is God. The answer is Father, Lord, God Almighty. He loves you. He loves you with all his heart. And he knows you love him. And he wants you to know you love him. He wants you to know it because he said so, like we said earlier, 1 John 4:19, because I first loved you, you love me. All right. So when you call out to God with a big circumstance, God says, what is your problem? What is your problem, my child? And you say, Father, it's a huge financial debt, thousands, thousands, millions. And he says, easy, my beloved child, easy. The debt is already canceled. Did you just hear what I said? Your financial debt is already canceled. So talk about it like it is instead of looking at the facts of the circumstances that it's looming over you and the bank or the whoever is coming after you. Get your mind on the Lord. Focus, laser focus on Him. Put your heart to Him and say, Father, I expect you, I praise you that you have canceled this debt, and you will conclude it in the manifestation of it. Praise Him that it's done. Praise and worship Him. God asks you, what is your circumstance, my child? And you say, Father, I can't find a job. Father, I'm old. I'm too old to qualify. I don't have the ability, the education. And God says, my beloved child, that's not too hard for me. And it's not too hard for me for you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Say yes, Lord. Thank you. I want you to pay attention to the screen when we cut out of our program today. And I want you to look and order and call the ministry. I've got two little books here. One is called This Is It. It's a new book. It's in the publisher now. And it'll be finished in the next couple of weeks. And then I've got a little book called 30 Days of the Champion in You. God has made you a holy champion of Him, a beloved royal champion of Him, oh God. And this book called This Is It, it is full, page after page, just like this one, of Scripture and teachings on those Scriptures. This Is It book, you could read this and never pick up a Bible and have every Scripture in there that tells you who the Lord is in you. This Is It. You want to order that right away. It's got 8 principles for you to follow in their order of how to walk in the blessing of God, the victory of God, sowing your life, your joy, your money, your time, your courage, your strength, everything to Him first. Beloved, sow to Him, because you've been sowing. If you've been sowing doubt and worry and despair and discouragement, you've been sowing all of that, and you got plenty of it in your life. I live on a farm. I know about farming, and when you put corn in the cornfield, you don't get green beans. Any farmer puts corn in a cornfield and thinks he's going to get green beans needs to put in a straitjacket. You sow finances, you'll get finances. And sow generously and joyfully. Sow to the Lord first and sow through this rich ground in this ministry. Sow there first to the Lord and then through the ground of here. I love you. I've loved being with you, and I can't wait to see you again. We're starting new broadcasts, and we'll be with you from here on. Love you so much. Order your books. Praise God every day. And remember, nothing's too big, too hard, or too wonderful for the Lord. See you next time.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days, the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living in victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise the Lord. Before we close each broadcast, I want to praise the Lord with you and praise pray for you. I have a pretty powerful prayer and a praise prayer that God has taught me to use to honor Him. And today, if you have received the Lord and you want to receive the Lord and call the ministry to do that, please do let us know and take Him into your heart. Love Him with all your heart. Watch Him love you with all His heart. Watch Him change your life beyond dreams. So right now, Father, we give You praise and glory that we can stand in Your presence. You give us the privilege, Father, to trust You. You've spoken powerfully in this message today, Father, of how to bring the world to its knees through Your Word and Your faith and Your love in a kind and generous, glorious way with You. And Father, we thank You and we give You glory and honor that every person watching, as they sow their lives to You, their hearts, their minds, their courage, their strength, every seed You've given them, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, socially, every seed, Father, You use it when it's sown to You to increase Jesus, Father. And You increase Him throughout the universes, Father, with every seed. And every seed, Father, that's sown through this ministry with me in this rich ground, I thank You, Father, that You take it and You explode it into a harvest of great blessing for those who are sowing. I give You praise and glory right now for those who have received You, Father, and those who have increased their understanding of You through revelation of You and have committed their lives to You greater than ever before. Thank You, Father, today. In Jesus' name, we have the privilege to trust You, the privilege to honor You, the privilege, Father, to do it. We don't have to, we get to. It's a privilege, Father, to worship You and trust You and honor You with our lives. Thank You, O God, today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.